For years during the Cold War, large swaths of land in Nevada were used for atomic weapons testing. Nuclear bombs were dropped just a few miles from small towns and the people living there. Over time, men, women, and children started getting sick, and 3 decades ago, a federal law offered a formal apology and eventually created a program to both reach out to affected communities and pay partial restitution when appropriate. But that program is ending soon, and as the Mountain West News Bureau's Noah Glick reports, that decision is controversial.
To tell this story, we need to start back in the 1950s.
Scenes typical of the American family at home, first floor living room, children at play, unaware of approaching disaster.
This is a clip from the Smithsonian Channel's A-Bombs Over Nevada. It shows how fake cities were built up in the remote Nevada desert. Mannequins were placed inside the homes representing mom, dad, kids.
Here, just before dawn, for the first time in our history, American homes will be exposed to atomic blast.
All in all, the U.S. government conducted more than 1,000 nuclear tests, but not all the people nearby were mannequins. There were communities with real people, plus workers and spectators from around the world who came to see the destruction up close.
So we know there are health issues that can come about from radiation exposure.
That's Dr. Laura Shaw with the University of Nevada, Las Vegas. Under the soon-to-end federal program, she's providing free health screenings for people who lived in the nearby areas during that time, those known as downwinders. Primarily, she's looking for cancer.
GI cancers, breast cancer, thyroid cancer. We have a long list.
Shaw and other physicians travel around the state to provide free screenings for downwinders, which is what brings me to a rural health clinic in Ely, Nevada, a small mining town along the old Pony Express.
Yeah, I'm here to chat with some folks from the downwinder screening event.
It's where I meet Jim Assuris. He lived in the area from 1955 to 1961. He says he remembers being in school and watching videos about the nearby activity.
They would show us these comforting movies where duck and cover and cover your head. The radiation won't bother you, but the propaganda was, it was comical.
Assuris is 78 now and was a young teen when the testing started. He says he's had some marginal health issues, but overall he's pretty good. And he's not angry about any of it.
You know, what could you do about it? I mean, it's, being upset's not going to help your health any.
Shaw and Assuris are both here thanks to that federal law which passed back in 1990. It's called the Radiation Exposure Compensation Act. And in 2000, it was amended to set aside funds for health screenings and community outreach, particularly to underserved rural areas. It also established a trust fund for people who lived or worked in radiated areas during the tests and came down with one of several serious illnesses. Payouts range from $50,000 for downwinders to $100,000 for uranium miners.
Do you want to hold on to this for your records, or do you just want us to shred it for you?
Okay. Jenna Fox is here checking in patients today. She helps run the program for the UNLV School of Medicine. She says if people want to qualify for compensation, it's important that they get screened soon, because the program is set to end in July 2022.
That's when the fund ends. So really, folks, if they are diagnosed with a cancer before that date, have to apply well before then to make sure that not only it's filed in time, but also the Department of Treasury can cut the check in time.
Fox says a simple claim can take at least 4 months, and doctors can only get to affected areas about once a year. This is frustrating to Dr. Laura Shaw.
Sometimes we can't see everybody that wants to be seen.
She isn't happy the program is ending. These roving clinics not only give people free health screenings, she says they also provide valuable data.
These cancers aren't going to stop in 2022. These people are going to be living longer and still have these issues.
Radioactive materials are still present at the former Nevada test site, and the effects of fallout have been felt as far away as the Midwest and New England. Last year, Idaho Senator Mike Crapo introduced an amendment to the law to extend the program and expand its reach, and a companion bill has been introduced in the House, but neither one has yet to get a hearing. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Noah Glick.